new project in Dane County is trying to bring communities together while making them look a little cooler, too. The Mural Arts Project, created by the organization Dane Arts, will hire community residents to help paint murals on numerous public buildings around the county. Along the way, it'll bring people together to talk about what a healthy community should look and feel like. The project is starting on a couple of murals this summer, one of them in the Dane County Transportation Building, which will cover a whole city block. We're joined now by two of the organizers behind the project. Mark Frere is the Director of Cultural Affairs for Dane Arts, and Sharon Kilfoy is Director of the Mural Arts Program. Mark, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
And Sharon, thanks for coming up.
Thank you.
Well, Sharon, let's start with you. Where did the idea for this program come from?
I've been painting murals in Dane County and elsewhere for, I think it's probably about 20 years now. And I work in a lot of schools, a lot of neighborhood centers, a lot of communities. And when I'm in one, if I'm out in Sun Prairie at the Prairie Phoenix Academy, then I can't be at the sale program at West High. And so I thought, if we could have a core of people who could do this kind of work, we could have a greater impact upon communities, upon youth, and hopefully upon citizens in general.
And Mark, how is a project like this designed to bring people together and improve a community?
Well, we know that art is the answer. Art drives the economy, the economics of the arts, the creativity of the arts, a community, and in particular engagement of communities with whom we work. It's about using the arts as a tool to educate young people and community about the importance of art and about how art really has an impact in our community overall. So the impetus for this comes from Dane County Cultural Affairs, Dane Arts. And when Sharon approached me when I first started this job a year ago, it was, hey, let's do a mural project. I've got a lot of work and expertise, and she does. And we started brainstorming about ways that we could bring this mural program throughout the whole county. And I asked the county officials if it's possible to do murals on county buildings, and they said, go for it.
Now, Sharon, how do you, recruit people to work on these murals and work together, each with their own vision, and bring something together that works together?
Well, just this sort of thing, a radio show, publicity, public press releases that go out into the newspaper, word of mouth. There are a lot of people who have worked with me on murals in the past who are always looking for an opportunity to do it. So really getting the word out, although it's wonderful to have this sort of coverage, when people hear about it, they want to participate. But in particular, we look for communities that have a particular need. We look for youth. And when I say youth, I mean anywhere from 10 to 25 youth whose lives could be improved through doing this sort of thing. Right now, we're at the West High Alternative Program, the SAIL program. We're hoping some of those kids will be working with us this summer. We're going to have a couple of interns from Centro Hispano who'll be painting with us. So we've got a small core right now, and as word gets out that we're going to be doing this countywide, we're hoping that more and more people, communities, groups who work with kids will all jump on board and want to participate.
And Mark, how do you choose which neighborhoods, which projects to reach out to for future projects?
Well, we're partnering with Sustain Dane, which has done a great job at doing community conversations. They've done so in Madison, in which Sharon's done the Darbo project, Darbo Salvation Army. So Sustain Dane's done a lot with us in partnering and getting those community conversations going. We had a visioning community conversation a couple weeks ago. About 100 folks showed up in the Burr Oaks neighborhood where the Department of Transportation building is located to give us their ideas. So we're basically going door to door looking at ways that we can enhance a community through the arts.
We're talking about a mural project. It's in Dane County. It's bringing communities, bringing people together to create art. We've got Mark Frere and Sharon Kilfoy with us. They're both involved in this project. So Sharon, you've got people. You've got blank walls. What happens next? How do you come up with what goes on those walls? How do you do that on a practical level?
Well, what Mark was talking about in terms of community conversation, it's not only finding out what's working in a neighborhood, what are the hopes and the dreams of a neighborhood, but also what does that look like visually? What tangible ideas do community members have that would represent them visually? So we gather that material. I see my job as being that of an orchestra conductor. I take all of that material, I sift through it, I look for common themes, and I work with other artists in coming up with a design. To do community art, you have to go into it yourself being like a blank wall. If I were to go into a neighborhood and think, oh boy, I know what would work here, I know what would represent this neighborhood, I would not be doing my job effectively. Really, my job is to give voice and to give to create images that really reflect the people in that neighborhood, and then to engage them in painting that, to teach them painting skills along the way.
So ultimately, you're trying to have a visual representation of their hopes, their dreams for what their community, their neighborhood could look like.
Exactly.
Beauty, goodness, and truth. That's mm-hmm. what we go by.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Mark, is art a good starting point, do you think, for prompting more discussions for how people can improve the lives around them?
We think art is the only answer, sorry to say. No, it's certainly a big part of it, because art is in every arena. We're trying our best to show that the arts have an economic power, bring communities together. Anybody can participate in the arts. It's not as if you have to have a certain skill. It's all about community engagement. And through the visual arts in this first round is the way that we think we can go about bringing families and communities together. Now it'll be visual arts, theater, all the arenas within the arts, not just visual arts. So we hope to expand this beyond the next several years and really grow it throughout the whole county.
So for youth age 10 to 25, Sharon was saying, if they're involved in something like this mural project or a theater project like you mentioned, Mark, I want to hear from both of you. Actually, what do they get out of it? What do the kids or young adults get out of it, Sharon?
Well, I'm hoping initially they get engagement. They get something that can stimulate them, something that they can care about, something that they can pass by perhaps even on a daily basis and say, I contributed to that. When their younger siblings pass by there too, they'll say, look at your big brother, your big sister helped to create that mural. So right off the bat, there's that sense of pride, there's engagement, ability to have left their mark on their community. Beyond that, kids that are part of a summer program that are doing this as a job, hopefully they gain some job skills, whether that's learning how to paint, learning how to mosaic, do a tile floor. Maybe it's just coming to work on time.
Coming to work on time, teamwork, self-affirmation, urban development, community engagement. Those are all the outcomes of something like this when the community gets behind what would drive this kind of activity. And that's the mural work that Sharon's going to do with the artists that we bring on board. I mean, this is going to be a huge project. We hope to make it go 10, 20 years down the road. But that's our ambition, to make sure every county has access, every community in the county has access to this mural program.
Well, you misspoke. It's at every county. But do you think this is something that other communities in Wisconsin could look at and do their own version of?
I would hope that they do. We're hoping to make this a model program, not for only the state, but for throughout the country, based on the Philadelphia Mural Project. So, yes.
And how soon can we expect to see some art up there that we can go and visit and look at, Sharon?
We're going to be starting, as Mark had said, in the Burr Oaks neighborhood. We've got some public painting days coming up. We're actually going to be starting on a building near that transportation building, which is at Zion City, 1317 Applegate Road on Madison's south side. This next Saturday, we will be there 9 to 5, Saturday, June 6th, same hours. We'll also be there Sunday, June 21st. So people are welcome to come out and join us then. We would love to have you come and paint or just come and see what it's all about. So hopefully by the end of this summer, there'll be a major work on that building. We will, if not get to that transportation building this summer, definitely next summer, there'll be something on the Hoyt building on Regent Street. By the fall, we're also doing something in the Willie Street neighborhood on the back of the Social Justice Center. That should be done by the end of this summer. So we've got a bunch of projects
a lot going
underway.
On.
Yes.
Sharon, thank you so much for coming up today.
Oh, thank you so much. This was great.
Mark, thanks for coming to the studio. We've been talking to Sharon Kilfoy and Mark Frere, organizers of the Dane Arts Mural Arts Project.